From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Syrian government warplane struck the eastern Ghouta region Tuesday, and Damascus accused rebels of shelling a safe route out, despite a Russian call for five-hour truce in the region. Sarah Charlton reports.
People in several towns described a brief pause in fighting on Tuesday, but said aerial bombardment quickly resumed. The government accuses rebels of shelling the safe route so people cannot leave. The UN says the ongoing fighting makes it impossible to bring in aid or rescue the wounded. The Security Council has already passed a resolution demanding a 30-day truce, but it's fallen on deaf ears. Russia's plan for a daily halt to the fighting also has its critics. The spokesman for one of the main rebel groups accused Russia of presenting people with an impossible choice: forced displacement or being killed in bombardment or siege.
As a U.S. House committee continues its probe into Russian meddling, White House Communications Director Hope Hicks was the latest to be called to testify. She's one of President Donald Trump's longest-running aides. The House Intelligence Committee has held closed-door meetings and in recent weeks sparred with former White House Chief Strategist Steve Bannon over the scope of questions he would answer about the weeks after Mr. Trump won the election before taking office and then events that occurred after Mr. Trump assumed power. The White House says due to recent setbacks to democracy, it is cutting ties and reducing aid to Cambodia. This follows a Human Rights Watch report in January. The report said that government authorities all abused the judicial system to prosecute political opponents and human rights activists and forced the closure of several independent media outlets, including radio stations that broadcast programming from Voice of America and Radio Free Asia. This is VOA News.